welcome to a special episode of the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. I am one of your hosts. You know me. You love me. I am Devin, also known as Darkness Tiger, and I am joined by my famous co-host, Mr. Rad Dreams Review, also known as Mason.
I don't know about famous, but...
I mean, you're famous to me.
Aw, well, thank you. It is always good to be here for this episode, and we've got quite a doozy, as Devin alluded to.
Now, if you're wondering where Chris I. Chameleon is, unfortunately, he had prior engagements. His princess was in another castle, so he will be joining us on the next episode, and he sends his best wishes.
Yes. Now,
Mason.
Yes, sir.
Why are we here?
Well, it is, I will go as far as say it is a historic moment in gaming history, actually. I will go as far as to say that, because after roughly, what, 10 years has it been?
Feels like more than like 12. Maybe even 15.
Probably
20 years.
Is my math right, or is it wrong?
No, I think your math is actually wrong. I think Grand Theft Auto 5 came out it's been 10 years.
Has it been 10?
Yep, September
17, 2013. Hey, look at me. Look at me go. I just pulled a random number out of my ass.
There you go.
But, yes, so today is a historic day because, as I'm sure those listening know, as well as the rest of the world, the teaser trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 has come out, although it has come out with some, let's say, strings attached to it.
So what Mason is referring to here is that the trailer was supposed to be released on December 5th, 2023, the day...
Which is today.
Which is today, the day in which this podcast is being currently shot. However, late December 4th, 2023, I got a text message from Chris in our group text and saying that the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer had leaked a day early.
Yes.
Now when it had leaked, there was a major like a little stamp in it, a stamp image to let people know, hey, this is a leaked trailer. Well, after YouTube pulled that trailer down and pulled anyone associated with that trailer got pulled down. Any reaction video got automatically pulled down. After everything was pulled down from YouTube, Rockstar just said, forget it. Just release the trailer a day early. Mm-hmm. And boy, did Rockstar come out with their hands swinging.
How so?
This trailer looks gorgeous.
I mean, it honestly does. I mean, I just watched it a couple minutes ago. I didn't get a chance to check it out until, right before recording. But honestly, it looks freaking amazing in terms of the teaser. And I'm sure the real game, when it comes out, will look even better because we're just seeing the teaser trailer.
Well, I will say that what we always see when it comes to the teaser trailer has a tendency to be a little bit better than the actual game itself.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go ahead and talk about the trailer itself, I want to say that at about 4:25 this morning, a.m., Guinness World Records actually sent out a tweet. And it says, it's not even been 24 hours yet, but we can confirm that Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer is already the most viewed video game reveal on YouTube in 24 hours.
Ever.
So it broke
like
a record.
Ever?
Ever.
Like, oh wow, that's quite the achievement, actually.
Currently, the most watched trailer from Rockstar is the original Grand Theft Auto announcement teaser, which was released a decade ago. Yes,
oh, wow.
The Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer is about to catch up and surpass the total views on a 12-year-old trailer in just 24 hours.
That is wild.
Even more wild, Mason. It's also been reported that the new Grand Theft Auto trailer has beat the record for most views on a non-music YouTube video in 24 hours.
Good for them.
Yeah. The record was previously held by Mr. Beast at 59.4 million.
And I'm not surprised.
It only took Grand Theft Auto 6 13 hours to reach the same amount of views.
Hey, good for them, honestly.
Yeah, we expect this probably to hit 100 million views by obviously the end of the weekend. So this might be the most. This will be the most watched video game trailer of all time. Okay.
Oh yeah, and before we really get into the meat and potatoes of everything with this trailer, I'll kind of rip the Band-Aid off and go so far to say that Grand Theft Auto 6 upon release will be the highest selling, grossing, pretty much anything that you can think of video game of all time.
Most likely. But here's also a kicker. Now, again, we'll get into the meat and the potatoes of the video, but we want to get the main stuff out of the way.
Yes.
There was a release date. There was a release year. It was not a date that was announced.
Yes, it is. It said just simply 2025. Not early, not late, just 2025.
And for those of you who still participate in the console wars, it is coming to both PlayStation and Xbox. But did you see what it is not coming to?
Nintendo Switch?
No, it did not say that it was coming to PC.
Oh, really? That's actually kind of shocking. I do think it'll come out at a later date then.
Oh, 100%. I think because that with the PC...
They need it to come out for PC.
I don't think they need it to come out for PC. I think they'll do just fine without it.
Oh, they will. I'm just saying, like, people love Grand Theft Auto 5 on PC because you can mod it. And the community that mods that game is very vibrant and very, very active. And that does help drive sales as well as engagement for that property for Rockstar. So I feel like if they don't release it for PC, they're missing out on an opportunity.
I will say a lot of different developers have had varying opinions on the modding community. But I'm going to say in this scenario, I think that what Rockstar is going to do with Grand Theft Auto 6 on the PC is they're going to make sure it's fully tailored, fully prepared, and there may even be a massive multiplayer element behind this because the game looked surprisingly detailed. Now, the setting here we're saying is going to be Vice City. So
We're going back to Vice City.
And I will tell you, it looked exactly like a one-on-one recreation of Miami.
Yeah, and I'm honestly really hyped that we're coming back to Vice City because out of every single Grand Theft Auto game, GTA Vice City is my all-time favorite.
Really? I could definitely see that.
Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I can definitely see the environment being one that can absolutely work in the new age.
Agreed. And because it's set pretty much in Miami, correct?
Yes.
So, if I'm not mistaken, Vice City, you know, prior to this was also Miami, Florida. But yeah, I mean, I grew up with GTA 3 and then GTA Vice City came out and then all the other, you know, GTAs came out. So I started with 3. I enjoyed 3. But then when Vice City came out, it just kind of opened up a new can of worms for me in terms of gaming and enjoyment. Funnily enough, that game exposed me to a lot of current music that I still enjoy to this day.
Interesting. One thing that the Rockstar series has been done at a great job before, and that's when it comes to their radio.
Yeah, I loved it because, like, I grew up listening to, you know, a lot of different like 80s music here and there through my mom. And then when I started playing Vice City, I got exposed to even more bands in that era. And it just, really opened my eyes to a lot of music styles and just different artists. And, you know, thank Rockstar for that.
Yeah. Now let's get back to the trailer itself. One of my biggest gripes about video games is that the world does not seem lived in. It just seems like they put a character who you control in an environment that's clearly shaped around your existence. But as you're watching this trailer, like there's a beach scene, for example. There is actually a lot of people on the beach. And there's a couple things I want to point out about this. on the beach, there are people living their own lives. They're sunbathing, they're jogging, they're getting spray tan. And one of the big things for me is there's two major things about just the beach scene alone. Because again, it's a 2-minute trailer. Feel free to watch on YouTube. Two major things about just the beach scene alone. One, you have a lot of people of color, which I'm super excited to see.
Yeah, a lot of lot more representation, which is great.
A lot more representation. And also you have a lot of different body types.
Yes, which I'm very, very happy to see that. That they're, you know, Rockstar is recognizing, oh, hey, not everybody is a skinny mini.
Yeah, exactly. Now, while this trailer is going on, one of the things that was announced, or wasn't really announced, but when that teaser image was released, you saw the three birds in the sky, right?
Yes.
Well, the question was, or the impact of that was, okay, animals is going to play a larger role in this Grand Theft Auto than they had previously. And we're seeing dogs running on the beach. We're seeing alligators being pulled out of the pool. We're seeing alligators walk into gas stations. We see flamingos flying. Rockstar really took what it learned from Red Dead Redemption when it comes to the animal environment and really emphasized it into the Grand Theft Auto realm.
And another thing I noticed with this trailer, touching on the animal aspect, is a lot of the, sequences in the trailer take inspiration from real life. I noticed this while watching it. I don't know if anybody else has really touched on this, but I think this will kind of allude to maybe a grander theme of the game itself, is kind of taking inspiration from real life and kind of making it into a digitized form. But there was a couple different scenes in the trailer where, like, I remember certain things happening in real life. Like, there was an alligator in a department store, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that was like a real news story. And then there was another about this guy wrangling an alligator out of his swimming pool. I think I saw something in the trailer with that. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a drive-by sequence with this I think it was like a half-naked guy watering his house or his lawn or something. And I vaguely remember seeing something about that on like a Florida Man shit post online or something.
Oh, this Florida Man.
So it just seems like this is going to be like a Florida Man, the simulator.
Well, I saw someone who lives in Florida. They were like, this game looks exactly like Florida does right now.
That is hilarious. I love it.
But what Mason is referring to is during the trailer, you see like news clips of certain things happening that are all very like reminiscent of actual Florida like news stories.
Yes. And I think that's awesome.
And one of the things that it also seems like, it seems like social media is playing a bigger part of this. Like, we're seeing like influencers, we're seeing people recording videos on the street. It seems like this is the Grand Theft Auto for the modern age.
Yeah. And so I was actually going to mention that, Devin, before you brought it up. But since you just brought it up, it's a good time to talk on that element. So it is confirmed by Rockstar that social media will play an integral part to the game itself. So what form that'll take, I don't know. But what I do see happening is integration with different social media platforms in terms of like sharing game footage or taking photos in game, or you know, syncing your game to your social accounts and just having this sort of almost organic gaming experience for people that, you know, partake in social media. So I'm very curious what form that'll take in the game in terms of how social media will play a factor.
Well, if you rewatch the trailer and you look at some of the smaller details, like there's one where they're like scrolling over like a boat where the people are partying. And at the bottom left hand, at the bottom left-hand corner, it says, Dad Bod Squad, follow. A Poppy, save some sugar, baby, for the rest of us. And you have a comment and you have a like. So I'm assuming that in the new Grand Theft Auto 6, again, we don't know, this just came out, you can actually take out your phone to record whatever's happening and be able to upload that. So whether that's a share feature to, whether that's a share feature towards Twitter/X, TikTok, or whatever you may have, I think that that's how they're going to implement that social media feature.
That's a really cool idea. It's literally art imitating real life.
Yep. Because half the trailer is actually made up of these kind of clips. There's another one that says, have a vice day. Someone called the Department of Transport on this dump truck. Now, Mason, I have to say, what this is in reference to, and I have never seen this in a game before, it is a chick twerking on the top of a car.
Yeah, so I noticed
that as well.
While
the car is moving. And while her friends are hanging out the window.
Didn't that actually happen, like, in real life?
Oh, I guarantee it happens every day. Well, I've seen it. I've probably been involved in this.
I feel like that was like a music video or something.
Yeah, probably. But that's in a lot of music videos. But the but the animation itself in a video game, a person twerk on top of a car while your friends are hanging out the window.
Yeah, that that animation was like, holy cow.
Now, I will say what my concern here is that, yeah, we're seeing these great animations, but this is not what the actual game is going to consist of. These are specialty cutscenes that were curated just for the
scenes. The trailer. Yes. Yeah, and I do think players and fans of GTA need to keep that in mind and just keep their, I guess, expectations in check and just realistic. Like, you know, the game isn't going to look like that for the entire duration because we have yet to see actual gameplay.
Yeah, as the year builds through, as 2024 progresses, we may learn some more information, and we may not. We may not learn anything until a year from now. But what we're seeing in this trailer, we're seeing they're bringing speedboats back.
Mm-hmm.
They have,
which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's Miami. You get an opportunity to like live the Miami Vice lifestyle. We're seeing helicopters. We're seeing swamp boats. We're seeing airplanes. We're thinking there was even a scene where they're driving through and they have lowriders, fully customized cars.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. I do think vehicles are going to be a integral part as well, for sure.
Well, one thing that I noticed when looking at the vehicles look very, very similar to their real life counterparts. And yeah, Grand Theft Auto has never had the official licensing, which I thought was weird because Rockstar had Midnight Club for a while. But these cars actually look more and more like the real life car than ever before. And it's just wild to me. And then also, while the trailer is progressing, they are bringing the strip club back to Grand Theft Auto 5 or 6.
I noticed that as well. And they had a scene dedicated to that.
And they were making it rain in that strip club.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Do you think that the wait was worth it? Just looking at this trailer, do you think the wait was worth it? Do you think that Rockstar has really set themselves up for a major success here? Do you think this game is going to get people excited? Or do you think that this might just, that people should hold their expectations until we learn more information?
I don't think people need to hold their expectations or kind of pump any sort of brakes when it comes to this. I mean, I think this game is going to break all sorts of records. I think the trailer delivered on what we have been kind of hoping for in a new Grand Theft Auto game. I do think it was worth the wait for sure. Yes, it was a long wait, but I do think it was 100% worth it. And, you know, before I watched it, I wasn't really sure what I was gonna see, and I'm sure most people didn't. And I think this really exceeded expectations.
Look, reading the comments, because usually the people who comment on all these things are usually pretty divided. Yeah. But for the most part, seems like a lot of positive reception. People are more receptive towards there being not only a female protagonist, but a Latina protagonist, because there's going to be two characters, both a male and a female, and they appear to be a couple. And usually when you have a female character, that's when people have such a heavy problem. But people seem to be excited. People seem to have a very positive reception towards this character.
Well, good. I'm very happy to see that, things are so positive in regards to the trailer, because I do think it deserves that positivity.
Oh, absolutely. Now, before we continue on, one of the things that I did see is that since this is going to be coming to the Xbox Series X and PS5, that means it's also most likely coming to the Xbox Series S. Do you think that the Series S may struggle to play this, or do you think that it'll be fine?
I can't really comment on that because I don't know the specs of like the game and what it can handle, what it can't handle. But if it is coming out for the S, I don't really foresee a substantial problem with it. I do see it not being as pretty as like a PS5 version or an Xbox Series X version, obviously. And obviously you have to worry about the load times and you have to worry about your frame rates and all that shit. But if you just have a lower scale system like a PS4, Xbox Series S, or something like that, I think you don't have to worry too much about making the purchase to a next gen console if you can't afford it. And if you want to play the game, I think that Rockstar is going to make it accessible for those lower powered systems such as the PS4, Xbox Series S, but they'll definitely cater to the next gen as well, with the Series X and PS5.
Is Grand Theft Auto 6 coming to PS4?
Let's find out. I don't know. GTA 6 consoles. If it's not, then, forget what I just said.
Yeah, I don't think that it is, because I see an article here. Rockstar's real trailer and press release never mentioned the PS4 or Xbox One.
Okay.
And they're saying with good reason, because that's 12-year-old tech at this point.
Yeah, so but PC players will wait. They are confirmed for only next gen. So Xbox Series X, S, PS5, and that's it.
That is very interesting. So we will see how the Xbox Series S will handle it. I think it'll be fine.
I do too. I don't see it really having any issues on the S, with the exception of like lower frame rate, maybe lower graphics, and slightly longer load times. But I think if you don't have an X and just have the S, you should be fine.
Agreed. Now, one of the things that also, when looking at the trailer, that it's not really showcased very well, but you can kind of see it in the background, is dynamic weather. Now, Grand Theft Auto 5 obviously gave us dynamic weather. That's not what I'm referring to here. But in the state of Florida, specifically the city of Miami, where Vice City is based off of, you do have a tendency to see hurricanes. And you see that there seems to be a possibility that dynamic weather, such as a possible hurricane, a cyclone, tsunami, or something of the sort, could make an appearance here. Probably not a tsunami, but absolutely we could probably see like a hurricane for like special events. Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to see that in game, like a not so much a catastrophic weather event, but like a substantial weather event that changes the game.
I would love to see, like, even if it's like a special event, like once a month, a catastrophic weather event. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Because like have there really been games that explore that in terms of the weather conditions, like, catastrophic events like that?
They weren't very successful.
Yeah, because like in terms of like disasters, quote unquote, the only game that really comes to mind is like The Sims, mm-hmm. because you could create, you know, these events that could, you know, put the city that you built at risk.
Right.
But that's the only game that I can really think of that really implemented weather as a pretty prominent feature.
There was a game called Fuel. It was the very large open world game, and they actually had tornadoes and the whole thing. But I come to find out that it was only for like specific, very specific events, and that it wasn't actually like a thing. So to see it happen and then a game that is sizable would be very, very exciting. And an open world game such as this. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about the trailer? Because you only watched it once. I've watched it like 5 times at this point.
Mm-hmm. I only watched it the one time. But I don't really have too much else to add to it. But like you, Devin, I'm extremely excited for Grand Theft Auto 6. I think it's going to be a game that'll go down in infamy, honestly.
Agreed, and I appreciate the fact that Rockstar, based off the one trailer in which we've seen, obviously this can change based off the day. I do appreciate the fact that Rockstar is ever aware that we're in 2023 by not only having a woman main character, having a Latino character, being comfortable showing Black characters in the video game, being able to showcase Florida and poke fun of it. One of the things that I thought was really interesting about this trailer is it seems that one of the criticisms about Grand Theft Auto has always been that it has a tendency to be sometimes lowbrow comedy. And it seems like that seems to be going on to the wayside. It's still going to be lighthearted, but it feels like this is a more mature take on the genre.
Yeah, so to kind of touch on that as well, you see a lot of people, companies take, I'll call it pot shots at, low-hanging fruit when it comes to things within the zeitgeist, if you will. And, it seems that Rockstar isn't falling susceptible to that temptation.
Exactly. So I am super excited. I know you are as well. And as we hear more information about Grand Theft Auto 6, we will be sure to bring it to you guys here on the Uninformed Gamers page. Mason, any final words? Because this was our special episode today.
Yeah. So the only, special words that I have would be that I recently saw the Godzilla Minus One film. And it is the best.
Do it on the next podcast because I'm about to go see it.
Do
right
it
after
on
that.
The next one. All right.
You better have a full review for us because Chris never does.
I will have a full review. I haven't written it yet, but all I'll say, amazing. That's all I'll say.
Well, I'm going to go see it right now. Actually.
Oh, awesome. Well, you enjoy the film, but other than that, that is my last, parting words, if you will.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, listeners, to a special episode of the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. If you like what we do here, be sure to give us a like and a share. And as always, I am Devin, also known as Darkness Tiger. You can find me at Twitter at Uninformed Gamers and TikTok at Uninformed Gamers. All right, Mason, go ahead and give your sign-offs.
And as always, I've been Mason, also known as Rad Dreams from Rad Dreams Review on YouTube, as well as Rad_Dreams on Twitch, as well as Twitter, aka X. Feel free to follow me at those locations.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Later.